Right now it is time for us to bring in Brian Ross. It's time for Real News. And unfortunately, we have plenty of real news. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning to you, Marshall. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it's you sit here, and the more I see President Zelensky speak, whether it's to the German Parliament or to the combined House and Senate of the United States, I see someone who has grown into the role, almost kind of like he is almost Rudy Giuliani. I hate to say this, but when Rudy Giuliani, after 9/11, in that short period, he became a very solid leader of New York. And it appears that this comedian turned president has done the same thing in the Ukraine.
It's a reminder that not every TV celebrity who becomes a politician has to be an embarrassment or a clown.
Yep, absolutely. So
you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Yep. And you look at the news out of the Ukraine, and as someone who's been around reporting world and national news for a long, long time, the reports now coming out that Russia is even has used so many of their smart bombs and things like that, that they're actually using retrofitted bombs now from the Second World War, tells you exactly how poorly this whole invasion was planned.
I think so. I think more and more looking like Putin's folly. He is going to he's damaged in 3 weeks his country, I think, for generations to come, not to mention his own standing. And I think that there's talk now that Ukraine could actually win, not just survive, but actually win, as they're picking off key generals using the latest technology to geolocate their phones. The Russians are not all that we thought they were. The much-vaunted Russian military, Russian army, has performed so poorly, it surprises everybody. And there are big lessons, of course, around the world because of that.
And when I heard President Biden speak yesterday, it was to hear that there's 800 million more coming from the United States. And when you think what's coming from Germany and the other European allies and the equipment that we're sending them, the call for air cover and for more planes is nice, but the weapons they're sending, the sophisticated weapons that they're sending, are doing the job. And as long as they keep the Europe and the United States keep supplying these sophisticated weapons, the Russians are really bogged down in a situation that is even worse than Afghanistan.
Right, and I think the issue you're talking about, whether there should be a no-fly zone, which President Zelensky asked for again, or at least the equipment to make it essentially a no-fly zone with sophisticated ground-air missile launchers, etc., has divided lots of the country and lots of our leaders in Congress. Our own Senator Richard Blumenthal, who was in Poland last week, has been calling for a transfer of jets to help the Ukrainians. And the U.S., and I think correctly, Mr. Biden has been very cautious on that, because as bad as it is, the worst thing would be to sort of trigger a full-out combat between the U.S. and Russians, which can escalate so quickly, as we all know.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, we sit here right now, and President Zelensky is right. This might very well be the start of a world war. Who knows? But you just can't add that extra pressure of a no-fly zone that's either flown by Americans, because Americans shooting down Russians and Russians shooting down Americans instantaneously turns this into a full-blown world war. And that's
right.
that's just something that we can't do. Now, if we can somehow...
But short of that, the question is, if the U.S. is supplying jets from American bases, which was the Poland suggestion, doesn't that make those bases targets of the Russians?
Absolutely,
they do that.
Absolutely. If any planes are supplied, they can't be United States planes. We can help get the planes there, but they can't be United States planes, because plain and simple, that will trigger a definite entire world war. There's no doubt about it, because President Putin has shown, if one thing, that he's resolute. He's gonna stay in there as long as he has to. And I think that supplying the sophisticated weapons and the tracking weapons that they're doing, the Russians right now have no communications. Now, as you said, they're using cell phones, and that's how they're tracking all these generals. I mean, this is amazing stuff in today's
it's
world.
It's stunning to everybody who watches it, given the supposed advanced technology that they have and their ability to hack into internet sites, that they have not done a better job of all the communications and the command and control. It's simply fallen apart, and they're paying a price for it, obviously, on the battlefield.
And they're paying a price economically. Now, Russia has moved to seize really hundreds of planes from foreign owners. They don't want those planes. There's a deal. Most of those planes are leased, so they don't. I don't know how people would go into Russia anyways and take the planes back. But really, the economic situation in Russia is only going to get worse. And Brian, I can't just help think, you know, when Russia had its fall years ago, Afghanistan was a big part of it, but also the ability for the United States to keep spending more money on defense. Russia simply ran out of money, and on top of Afghanistan, they had an economic collapse. It looks like that's going to be the exact same thing that happens here.
It certainly could be, and it's a question of whether how smart is Vladimir Putin? Can he read this information well and react to it, or is he going to just go down in flames and take his country and a good chunk of the world with it? That's, I think it's very hard to calculate what he's thinking. No one's been able to do that correctly. And, you know, we get all these sort of on the sidelines psychologists trying to analyze them. You know, I don't think anybody's been able to do that very well. But you know, what they can do is they listen to his generals. They've clearly, the U.S. and others, have penetrated his communication systems to the fighting forces in Ukraine. And we have a pretty good idea of what's coming.
And, it's very interesting. Before the war started, what the United States, I think, did was a very smart thing, was talk about the imminent invasion, which basically was a side way to tell the Russians, hey, we're monitoring you and we know all your steps. And now, as you say, during the war, obviously everybody has access to what the Russians are doing, and it's a little too late to change it for them. And now they're trying to... They're just using bombs because they realize they can't send tanks anymore into these cities because the wreckage that I see, I'm just amazed. The wreckage that I see along the side of the roads, all the Russian convoys, which have been absolutely decimated.
Absolutely, and stuck on the main roads because global warming has created mud fields, and they can't go through there. They get mired in the mud. You know, yesterday President Biden called Putin a war criminal, which I think certainly is accurate given the attacks on civilian locations, this theater in one city where the children were sheltering. The question is, does it keep Putin from even considering a peace given what he knows will be coming in whenever this war ends?
It's a situation. So I thought the president's. I watched the president's speech yesterday. I thought he did a great job. I thought, yeah, he had a stern tone and called Putin a war criminal. But I think he explained exactly what we're doing, how we're doing it, extremely well.
Without a doubt, and I think that his looking at the politics of it in the U.S., his approval rating has gone up. And even those who don't approve of him essentially approve of what he's doing. You know, there's this solid 39 or 40% of Americans who will never approve of anything Joe Biden does, even if they like it in the end. They just won't approve it because they don't like him. But even so, he has been steadfast and, I think, to his credit, has resisted the push from Congress to take steps, you know, like the no-fly zone that could, in fact, make this much worse than it is.
All right. Well, we'll see after how it all develops over the course of the next week, Brian. Once again, thanks for joining us this morning.
Always glad to be here, Marshall.
Thank you.
A good St. Patrick's Day. Hope you're wearing some green.
I am wearing some green. Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Great. Bye-bye.
Brian Ross and Real News here on Robin Hood Radio. Of course, you can find Brian on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand, Real News with Brian Ross.